We're doing Malachi. We're up to, it's called the second chapter. I think we're up to the 17th Pasuk. We'll quickly review the last thing we saw from Pasuk Yud Gimel. Hashem turned to the people and said, it's not enough that you deride my altar, but what I really hold against you, even worse, so to speak, is the way you have been unfaithful to your wives. He says in the end of the 14th verse, she is your friend, she is your partner in the pact, in the covenant. And then people might answer, didn't Abraham also do this way, take a woman of a foreign nation? And he was above and beyond everyone else in his spirit. And Hashem answers, what was he looking for? Why did he do it? It wasn't because he was unfaithful to his wife. He did it for the sake of bringing children who will go in the way of Hashem. Sarah pushed him to it. Sarah said, maybe this will be my continuation. V'nishmartem beruchachem, and so the Navi said, I want you to take control of your spirit. Uveishet nurecha al yivgod. And each person should not betray the woman of his youth. Kisanei shalach. If you hate her, send her off. Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, so says Hashem, the God of Israel. V'chisachamas al levusho. Hashem says, don't hide the ill treatment, the way you treat your wives, under your clothing. She's confident that you're faithful to her, but really your heart isn't with her. But rather, Hashem says, reveal your feelings, and if you hate her, so then end the relationship. V'chisach hamas al levusho. Take out your feelings, put them on your garment, so to speak. Amar Hashem Tzvakot, v'nishmartem beruchachem v'lo tivgodu. But watch your spirit, and if you're married to her, don't betray her. Don't go with another woman. Don't take in these foreign women. And now we're up to Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Navi says, Hogateim Adonai bedivreichem, v'amarteim b'ma hoganucha. The Navi says, you've worn Hashem down, so to speak. You've tired Hashem with your words. And you'll say, what did we do to tire Hashem? Be'emochem kol oseira tov be'inei Adonai uvahem hu chafetz o ayei Elohei hamishpat. You say, how do you tire Hashem? Because you say, the people who do evil, they are the ones that are good in the eyes of Hashem. O ayei Elohei HaMishpat, or else you say, if that's not so, if God really doesn't like the evil that we do, so then where's His justice? Where is the God of justice? You see, Hashem likes the evil that we do, because otherwise, why isn't He doing anything about it? So Hashem says, Hogatem Hashem, you've tired me with the way you talk. What is it that you say that tires me? When you say, God must love evil, because otherwise, why doesn't He do anything about it? Hinni sholeach malachi. The Navi says, Hinni sholeach malachi. Interesting that the prophet Malachi says, Hashem is sending malachi. Hashem says, I'm going to send my angel. Your complaint is, where's the justice? You're saying, must be God loves evil, because otherwise why isn't He doing something about it? So Hashem says, okay, I'm going to send my angel, and He's going to clear the path. He's going to remove the rebellious ones, the sinful ones. Ufina derech lefanai, and He will clear the path before me. I'm going to come and settle on earth. I'm going to come and bring my Shekhinah down, make my presence more revealed, and I'm going to send an angel to clear the path for my coming. Ufitom yavo eleicha lo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. And suddenly you will find the master that you seek out. Everyone's waiting for the Mashiach. He will suddenly appear. Umalach haberit Asher atem chafetzim hineva amar Adonai Tzevaot. The angel of the covenant, dual interpretations here. Either this is a reference to Eliyahu, as we say in every circumcision, Eliyahu malach habrit amod al yemini v'samecheini, or else the idea is the angel that will take revenge for the covenant, the pact that Hashem has with the Jewish people, that's the angel that will come. So, one of these two interpretations. Umi mechalkel et yom bo'o. Hashem says, who's going to be able to handle that day that the angel comes and clears the path? Who's going to last before the angel? Umi ha'omed behera oto. Who's going to stand up when he reveals himself? Ki hu eish mitzaref uchevorit mechabesim. Because he is like a fire of the cauldron, like the fire that purifies the silver, that clears all the impurities from the silver. Uchevorit mechabesim, and it's like the grass that's called borit, that's used to scrape, to cleanse the clothing. So too, this angel is going to come and destroy and get rid of all those that are rebellious against Hashem. And who will stand up to him? V'yashav mitzareif umtaher kesef. And then just as a human would sit and purify silver, so too that angel is going to sit in judgment, so to speak, to purify us, our silver. V'tihar et b'nei levi v'zikak otam kazahav v'chakasef. He will purify the Kohanim, the sons of Levi. Remember, he began with his claims against the Kohanim, that they were going after bribes, that they were treating the altar improperly. So he will purify them first. V'hayu l'Adonai magishei mincha b'tzedakah. And then after they are purified, so then they will again be serving before Hashem the way they should, in righteousness, with the correct approach, the way they should have, the way they had been historically. Ve'areva l'Adonai minchat Yehudah v'Yerushalayim. And then the offerings of Judea and Jerusalem will be pleasant, will be sweet before Hashem. Kimei olam uchshanim kadmoniyot. The way it had always been the days of Moshe, the days of King Solomon, where our sacrifices were accepted willingly. So this is interesting that we say this pasuk at the very end of Shmoneh Esrei, right? V'areva l'Hashem minchat Yehudah v'Yerushalayim. So we say it as a request. May the offerings, may our prayer, that instead of an offering, be pleasant before Hashem, be sweet before Hashem. V'karavti aleichem l'mishpat. God says, then I will come close and do my justice. V'ayiti eid mimahir. God says, I myself will be swift to testify. I won't wait till you bring me witnesses. I myself will be swift to testify. V'mchashefim uvamna afim. Against the sorcerers, against the adulterers. Uvanishbaim lashaker. Against those that swear falsely. Uvoshekei sechar sachir. Almanah v'yatom umateger v'lo yireyuni amar Adonai Tzevaot. God says against those that afflict the ger, the widow, the orphan, those that delay from paying them the wages they owe them, and they don't fear me, so then Hashem says, I will personally come forward and judge them, and I will be the witness. I'm not going to wait for any testimony to come in. The kishuf, the sorcery, the ne'uf, the adultery, those are things that people do in hiding. You're not going to find a witness to that. A person withholds wages, so people do it because they're not worried. What can the orphan do? What can the widow do? God says, so you don't fear me, because I do see what's going on here. I know what's going on in your heart. I know what's going on in your business. And so Hashem says, I'll come down and judge and pay back for that. They said, where is the God of justice? God says, I'll show you where I am. The time will come when I'll reveal myself and I will pay back for the injustices. Ki ani Adonai lo shaniti V'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilitem. Hashem says, I haven't changed my mind. I haven't changed, just as I hated evil in the past and commanded you to be just people. I'm consistent. V'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilitem. But you, the sons of Yaakov, you won't be wiped out, even though I'll punish, but there will always be a remnant of Yaakov. And this is that famous pasuk, that there will always be a remnant of the Jewish people. Hashem equates it. Hashem says, just as I don't change, so too the Jewish people will never be completely annihilated. So that's a little bit of encouragement. Doesn't tell us who's going to remain. But so the Navi is saying, even though Hashem punishes, there'll always be a remnant. Lemimei avotechem saltem meichukai velo shemartem. God says, historically, from the days of your forefathers, you've always gone off the path. You've always been unfaithful to my path. And Hashem implores of us, shuvu elai v'ashuv aleichem. Return to me, return to my mitzvot, and I'll return to you. Amar Adonai Tzevaot. And I know that when I encourage you to return, you'll ask me, what did we do wrong? What tshuva do you want? We all know that feeling. The last week before Rosh Hashanah, you ask yourself, what am I really supposed to do tshuva for? And then you come up with this one little thing, two little things. We all have that. We like to forget what we did wrong. Hayikma Adam Elohim. Is it proper, God says, that you try to cheat me? Ki atem kovim oto. That you're trying to cheat me, God says. V'amartem b'mekevanu cha. You'll ask me, in what way? Hama'aser v'atiruma. God says, I'll answer you. When you're supposed to give your tithe and your truma, you don't give it to the Kohanim and Levites the way you should. Bame'eicha atem ne'arim ve'oti atem kove'im hagoy kulo. God says, why is it that you're cursed? Why is it that the land does not produce the food it should? The reason is because you're not giving what you should. You're not giving your tithe, and you're not either heeding the warning that you should be seeing in the fact that your crops are cursed. Haviu et kol ha'maaser el beit ha'otzar. God says, why don't you bring the tithe? Bring it to the storage house that's set aside in the temple for the Kohanim. Bring all the tithe that you owe. V'hiteref b'beiti. And then there'll be food in my home. There'll be food for my Kohanim and Levites. Uvchanuni nabazot amar Adonai Tzevaot. And here God says, I promise, you can test me. Im lo eftach lachem. Watch and see if I don't open on your behalf eit arubot ha'shamayim. The, so to speak, the chimneys of heaven will open up. Va'arikoti lachem beracha ad belidai. And I'll give you so much blessings, so much crops, that you won't have room in your storage houses. You'll say, enough, enough, we can't store this much. And this is the pasuk that teaches us the concept that a person is allowed to test Hashem in tzedakah. In tzedakah, a person is allowed to say, I'm giving Hashem, show me that I won't lose from it. And the exact applications of that we learned in the Chafetz Chaim. He questions whether that's only ma'aser that's biblical, whether that's only a tithe of the crop, or that's any type of ma'aser. But the pasuk does give us this concept that although we have a prohibition, lo tinasun et Hashem lokechem, don't test Hashem. In this area, the prophet just said, here you may. Vigalti lachem ba'ochel. And Hashem says, I will roar against the consumers. The consumers here is the locusts, the different vermin that come and consume the crops. God says he'll roar against them. Veloyashchit lachem et peri ha'adama, and they won't destroy the fruit of the land. Velotishakel lachem magefin basadeh amar Adonai Tzevaot. And then you'll also find that the grapevine doesn't lose its fruits. The grapevine will be productive the way it should. V'yishiru etchem kol hagoyim, and all the nations will praise your success. Ki tiyuhu atem eretz chefetz, your land is going to be a land of goodwill. Amar Adonai Tzivaot, so says Hashem, it'll be a land where people are going to be comfortable because they're comfortable financially, so people tend to be more calm with one another. So then the nations will praise you because your land will be a land of bounty, a land of plenty. What do we see today? So the Navi turned to them and said, people ask, where is Hashem? That Hashem must hate evil, because you see, he's not judging it. And Hashem says, I'll send my angel to judge it. And who's going to be able to stand up to that day when my angel comes and judges the evildoers? The people will be purified like silver, and then Hashem will find their offerings sweet, and Hashem himself will come forward and judge those that sin in hiding, be it the sorcerers, the adulterers, those that withhold wages from the widow and the orphan. Hashem says, I'm consistent. I haven't changed. And you too, the sons of Yaakov, you will also be consistent. There will always be some ember left from the coal of Israel. From the days of your forefathers, you've had this terrible nature to veer off the path. And now Hashem implores, you return to me, I'll return to you. You'll ask me, what should we do to return? Hashem says, you think you could steal from me? You'll say, what am I stealing? The miser, the truma, the tithe. Hashem says, look at all the curses you have. Why don't you see where it's coming from? Bring the tithe that you owe and you'll see, I'll give you blessings instead of curses. I will remove the locusts. I will let you have good grapevines, and the nations will praise you because they'll see you're a land of plenty, a land of bounty, and a land of peace.